Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that his government will introduce new measures, including new Bill of Rights, that he says will help protect those who rent their homes as part of the upcoming budget. Mr. Trudeau said the new measures are specifically geared towards younger people who are renting more than previous generations. Take a listen.
We're announcing new protections for renters and new pathways to home ownership. As part of our upcoming budget, we're going to create a Canadian Renters Bill of Rights. It would create a nationwide standard for lease agreements, give renters a clear history of apartment pricing so they can bargain fairly, and make sure they have more agency. We're also going to launch a new legal aid fund that will protect tenants against unfairly rising rents, rent evictions, and bad landlords.
Well, quite the announcement. Joining me now is our show contributor, Jerry Mayor Judson. And it's important you're here, Jerry, because I'm just a suburbanite living in a single family home. And I actually say that in fun, but to be realistic as well. My time as a young person coming to Vancouver and then finding work and saving and all that is the same, but yet different for a variety of reasons. First of all, your overall thoughts on what the Prime Minister announced today. I'm very curious as to how you took the announcement.
I think it's good. I think that it's a net good thing. I have my little notes. I think the idea of a national standard lease agreement is good. British Columbia specifically has pretty excellent renter protections as well, ditto in Ontario, but these come out of necessity. Whereas these provinces where people are fleeing to, away from British Columbia and away from Ontario, it's kind of the Wild West. I see people get, in no uncertain terms, just hooped because back home in Calgary, because of the lack of kind of rental control. So I kind of like the idea of maybe a federal watchdog for things like rental agreements and things like this. Negotiating, I think Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is a little bit out of touch about the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. In terms of entering into a rental agreement as a renter, even if I can see the rents that these landlords have charged, that's good that we're fostering transparency. It does not give me a lick more of agency, because the supply issue and the demand issue of why there's no rental housing available, why the vacancy rate is so low, why the turnover rate is so low, renters are terrified. If I tried to enter a new lease agreement and I said, hey, let's bargain because I'm looking at this data, the landlord can say, okay, go pound sand, kick rocks and flip-flops. I'm going to find a new renter. So who will in fact pay the price, because there will be someone who's going to pay the price. So I think that's a little bit like, but the piece that I actually really love was not mentioned in the soundbite because there's no kind of concrete plan here, but they're saying that they're going to somehow work with the banks to include rent payments in factoring your credit score and in factoring in your eligibility to eventually have a mortgage. Because I've talked about this with my friends who rent as well, saying like, we can pay a mortgage. We're paying somebody else's. We can do this on time, but you can't do it on credit. You always have to do it in cash, whether it's a pad agreement or whether you send your landlord the money. Mm-hmm. So this is a meaningful piece to it. And I really do hope that does come to fruition and the bank sees that, okay, you've been paying not your mortgage for years and years and years on time. Maybe we'll cut you some slack. Maybe we'll, you know, give you a mortgage because you've proven yourself responsible.
Do you think we need federal legislation? Don't you think provincial legislation should already be covering a lot of this?
I do think that, but I don't think that and maybe to give in the specific case of Alberta, to give them some slack, they've been experiencing a pretty crazy influx of people.
Yeah.
Because historically now their rents are going way up and they're kind of experiencing a knock-on effect from Vancouver and Ontario being so exorbitant. So I do think that it should be ultimately a provincial responsibility. I think that there needs to be more oversight in terms of provincial housing authorities and things like this, but they just don't have it. So maybe it'll give them a kick in the pants, or maybe, you know, it'll inspire them to come up with provincial rental regulations that actually protect people.
We are going to try to speak to landlords, BC, tomorrow on this issue. There's been talk about, you know, rent controls, and we get actually a lot of calls from landlords as well who said, we're just getting out of the business, saying, it's the math doesn't work anymore. And right now a tenant moves out and landlord can decide what they're going to set the rent at, right? And some landlords will say, well, you know, I had a great tenant, but the rent hasn't really moved up for 3 years, whatever it may be. Others have said, well, whatever the rate is, keep it at that. That's true rent control, and that's what British Columbia needs. Where do you sit on this?
I think that at the end of the day, a landlord, if that's their property, they are fully entitled to charge whatever rent they want. But do I think that we should be, I think over the last 2 years or last 1 year, rent has gone up in the amount of, on average, new asking rent, $384 a month or something in this neighborhood. It was in the $300 arena. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing this and going, I don't think that average wages have increased all that much. So it just, the numbers, I know that everyone is getting exploited. That's the problem. The problem is everybody is getting exploited on both sides by factors that they can't control. But the stakes here for a renter are not having a home to live in anymore. And the stakes for a landlord is I might have to sell my home or things like this. So that's just, it's a question of power and stakes for me, but I do sympathize that everyone is getting exploited.
Yeah, I mean, the rules around helping renters build a credit score, I think, is fabulous. That doesn't offend me at all. I think it's great. I still think at its core, a lot of these other issues in regards to having to sit there and negotiate pricing because you have the pricing history from before, that's not going to change any landlord's mind.
No.
You know, it still comes down to just build more rental, which is supply. And if you build more supply, that should hopefully bring rents down. But until we get there, and we've been so far behind for so long, it's incredibly difficult. So it implies that you can somehow solve the problem just because you have access to a bit more information. Doesn't mean the landlord's going to bend, right?
No, it does not give you any amount of authority or pull in the situation at all. However, and it's sad that we have to kind of solve a knock-on effect instead of solving the problem. The problem that renters need a bill of rights just shouldn't exist. That problem shouldn't exist. And that just speaks to, you know, historical failures in previous governments, this government, et cetera. So I don't know, too little too late maybe, but I do like the credit score thing.
No, I think that works really well. But what I find interesting is parties that generally relied on homeowners to get them elected are going to have difficult times moving
That's true.
Forward.
And Trudeau knew that when he announced
Trudeau
these things.
Trudeau gets that, but even provincially here, the SoCred party, BC Liberals, and now BC United, they would all, behind the scenes, would always say, we're the party of the homeowner. You know, in the 1990s, that was pretty clear. It was pretty clear then, you know, black and white, renter,
for sure,
owner. It's much harder to win anything unless you have a coherent plan for renters. And you need to have a coherent plan for renters. And I think so, you know, the fact that the Prime Minister addressing some of it, I think is very good.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.